Thank you, Ron, for that very comprehensive review of the IOM report from the ADA perspective. Our next presenter is Ms. Lynn Raymer, who's the president of the American Dental Hygienists Association. She had previously been the trustee of District 5, which is Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Kentucky. She's a past president of the State Hygiene Association in Indiana, and she's been in private practice in Indiana, in general practice, as a dental hygienist for some 27 years. I'm now pleased to introduce Ms. Lynn Raymer.
It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon, to be among such distinguished guests. Just you, Beth. Okay. Sleeping out too long. During our talk at the IOM workshop, ADHA presented why the dental hygienist is the most likely profession to address the issue of access to care. And these reasons include projected growth in workforce, market forces creating advanced practice, potential cost savings with the integration of preventive and therapeutic services by an advanced practitioner, and opportunity to improve efficiency in the delivery of oral health care. And this slide shows the estimated growth of dental hygienists from 2006 to 2016. And as can be seen by the chart, dental hygienists are projected to grow over 3 times faster than general dentists. This increase in the workforce can have an impact on the current oral health care crisis. And as this slide shows, there are currently 29 states that allow for direct access to dental hygiene services. Of those, the dark purple states, the dentists do not need to examine or authorize dental hygiene services in certain settings outside of the office, and typically that's in public health settings. In the orange states, the dentist need not examine a patient before the hygienist performs services in certain settings outside of the office. Medicaid reimbursement. Currently, there are 15 states that allow for direct reimbursement for hygienists under Medicaid. Leveraging the dental hygiene workforce. Dental hygienists have more opportunities now than ever before to apply their dental hygiene education and expertise in clinical and non-clinical career paths. There are 51 different dental hygiene practice acts in the United States, with each laying out its own licensure, practice, and supervision requirements for dental hygienists. And one significant policy trend, direct access, makes it possible for dental hygienists to reach out to patients who are not patients of record in settings like schools, elder care facilities, and clinics. So significant themes from the 2009 IOM workshop. And we are addressing the patient access and needs that must be top priority. Integration of oral health and medical services providers is critical. Collaboration among stakeholders is needed to affect change, and we must implement lessons learned from states and localities and international partners as we shape solutions to improve access. So the ADHP. The ADHP is a proposed answer to the oral health crisis. It's envisioned to provide cost-effective, diagnostic, preventive, therapeutic, and restorative services to the unserved public. The ADHP model requires dental hygienists and dentists to work collaboratively in new ways to reach underserved populations. Although most oral diseases are preventable, untreated dental disease remains prevalent throughout the U.S. Disparities in oral health are most evident among populations with low income and educational levels, special needs, and those who live in communities without access to oral health services. With this knowledge, the ADHA task force, designed to create the educational competencies for the ADHP, defined a vision and mission which guided their efforts in defining the educational competencies required for the ADHP. And as you can see, the mission statement for the ADHP is to improve the underserved public's health. The advanced dental hygiene practitioner provides access to early interventions, quality preventive oral health care, and makes referrals to dentists and other healthcare providers. The challenge of delivering primary oral care to persons outside of the traditional healthcare system can be met with a multidisciplinary, collaborative approach that centers on eliminating the untreated oral diseases prevalent in various populations. The advanced practice model, with its emphasis on dentist and ADHP collaboration, has the potential to serve populations characterized as low income, underserved, and unserved. So let's begin by defining who is an ADHP. An ADHP is more than a clinician, although the majority of their educational program is clinically oriented. However, there's much more to this provider. The ADHP will develop policy and advocacy skills, management skills, and will be required to utilize research in their daily practice. Further, the ADHP will be required to exhibit professional behaviors and ethics, which include working in diverse healthcare teams and being committed to lifelong learning and continuing competence for the safety of the public they serve. The implementation of the ADHP allows dental hygienists to build upon their education and experience. Advanced dental hygiene practice merges the dental hygiene sciences with aspects of general dentistry. Because general dentistry is more comprehensive in nature, advanced practitioners must have collaborative partnerships with general dentists and specialists for referral and consultations. And as you can see from this graphic, the ADHP is not designed to supplant any member of the oral health care team, but it is designed to supplement those who currently operate as part of the team. This graphic illustrates the role that all oral health providers play in serving the patient, working within the medical, dental, and community networks to facilitate care for patients. The dentist remains at the helm of the oral health care team. ADHPs are not envisioned to operate independent of other providers. The competencies specifically note that ADHPs will work with dentists, hygienists, and assistants in provision of care. The use of teledental and other electronic means of communication will make collaboration between members of the oral health care team possible without being in the same location. And as I touched on before, ADHPs will be capable of taking on less complicated restorative and administrative duties, which could help dentists spend more time chairside performing more complicated procedures. The ADHP will be able to work with a host of public health, dental, and medical professionals in a variety of settings. This collaborative, integrated, interdisciplinary working partnership will offer patients and clients a well-rounded approach to health services. And there are a host of settings, touching on hospitals, public health settings, the federally qualified health centers, elementary schools, secondary education, community centers, nursing homes, the homebound, and a whole host of others. So what are the next steps? There have been tremendous advances made to the establishment of a new oral health provider, and in particular, the establishment of providers modeled after the ADHP, such as the dental therapist and the advanced dental therapist in Minnesota. The next section indicates activities that need to be continued or considered in the future to advance and solidify the establishment of the ADHP. And we were very pleased to hear many of the workshop participants echoing the statement by IDEA that dental hygienists can help to improve access to care. Funding. Funding is essential to the development and establishment of a new model of providers, and that's to any new model provider. And we are thrilled that HRSA has funded a study to guide the development of service delivery models that would expand access to oral health care and improve quality. Stakeholders and decision makers. There must be continued collaboration in the exploration of any new provider models, and studies that impact the existing and proposed workforce models will have on access to care. We must all, and that's the federal government and agencies, state regulatory agencies, the academic institutions, foundations, professional, and consumer organizations lend our voices to oral health policy discussions, adding new perspective and new spheres of influence. We must continue to work at the national and state level to promote federal policies that encourage increased availability of oral health care, improve laws and regulations that protect the public's oral health, and enhance the practice of dental hygiene. And if you have any further questions, you can always contact ADHA as a resource. Thank you.